I don't know if you followed the theme of the songs that were sung this morning, but it was a call to worship. Call to worship Christ the King. The reason we celebrate Christmas, the reason for the season. In the last song, Silent Night, Holy Night, always calm, always bright. And it ends with Jesus, Lord. And my question this morning is, Jesus, Lord of your life? You know, sometimes we get caught up in the business of the season. And this pile reminds me of some of what I experienced this year. I felt Christmas so busy with cards, with presents, with cookies, with caroling, with presents, with gatherings. You know, we have all kind of gatherings and more presents and more gatherings and wrappings. And somewhere down here under the pile, the reason for Christmas, the Christmas story. I don't know if you experienced that this year or not, but if we're not careful, all those other things can smother out the reason for Christmas. Nothing wrong with caroling, it's great. Nothing wrong with parties and getting together with family, it's great. Gift-giving. But the message sometimes gets buried underneath all of that. Time goes so fast. We've heard the Christmas story, most of us, depending on your age, for many times. I'm not sure who the oldest is here, but 50, 60 times you've celebrated Christmas. Most of you could come up here and tell the story by heart. And if we're not careful, we can become calloused to the true meaning of the season, of the story. You've heard sermons. It's like, how can we experience Christmas again this year as a body? How can we go through Christmas season again and experience a new and a fresh touch from the Lord and allow the truth of Christmas to permeate our hearts, to penetrate our hearts anew and afresh? Story is told of a chauffeur driver who had driven his chemistry professor to dozens of speaking engagements. He heard the same canned speech over and over again. He said on his way to another engagement, he said, "Professor," he said, "I believe I could give that speech myself." He said, "I heard it so often." Professor said, "I bet you $50 you can't." Driver said, "You're on." They stopped the car. The two switched the tires. They came to the banquet. The chauffeur, dressed in tuxedo, sat at the head table and was introduced. He stood up and gave a speech exactly as he had heard so many times before. There was a standing ovation when he was finished. The MC got up and said, "You know, we're so fortunate to have such a fine resource here today." He said, "We have a little extra time. I'm going to throw it open for questions and answers." The first question was asked, and the chauffeur stood there dumbfounded, clearing his throat nervously. Finally, a flash of insight came before him, and he said, "You know," he said, "that's the dumbest question I've ever heard." He said, "I bet my chauffeur driver could answer that." We laugh, but is that the way it is with the Christmas story? We've heard it over and over again. We could tell the story by heart. But can you tell beyond the story to a relationship with Jesus? Do you have that relationship that you can answer the questions that come, that you don't have to say, "That's a dumb question"? Christmas morning, I don't know if it's a new tradition or what, but at 3:30, Dallas and some friends of ours went out for breakfast. At 3:30 in the morning, you'd probably say, "That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of." But it was great. I enjoyed it. And on the way to breakfast, the road goes up on top of a hill. And it was just a serene, cool, calm morning. As I looked over top of the hill to the valley and saw all the lights, I thought about all the anticipation of Christmas morning. It was so peaceful. It was so calm. is almost like the silent night, the holy night. And I thought to myself, you know, Christmas season brings a spirit of peace. It brings a spirit of joy, of goodwill. And people act different. Some people do. I heard some stories of people in stores that weren't so calm. But it's a spirit that goes before people. And I thought to myself, you know, that's awesome. The joy and the peace. But you know, today's the 26th of December. Christmas is theoretically over. I know we're celebrating today. You may have parties today or gatherings today. But all the programs have been performed. The pictures have been taken. The parties have come and gone. The presents have been opened, and the music has stopped. What are you left with? Christmas is over to the world. The peace and goodwill that we experienced over the last month in a lot of places is gone. Do you have peace and joy today and tomorrow? The next day, now that Christmas is over? Or are you empty? Do you feel a sense of emptiness, that the hype that was built up is now over and Christmas is gone? The boss is on the phone. The children have places to go. The house needs cleaned up. The bills are going to come in. The groceries are running low. The stock market is up. The stock market is down. The news is still troubling, and life goes on as if nothing has happened. This morning I want to call you to three things that I thought about. I want to call you to ponder. I want to call you to praise. And I want to call you to proclaim. Taken from Luke 2, 17 to 20. Don't need to turn to it, but I just want to ask you to think about it with me. We're going to have a message through song this morning. Verse 19, Mary pondered. It says, but Mary treasured all those things and pondered them in her heart. You know, Christmas was theoretically over now for Mary. The baby was born. They left the manger. But Mary was pondering. Mary was thinking maybe the impact that Jesus will have on her life, of what's going to impact her life. I'm going to play the song on video, set to a video, of Mary, Did You Know? And this morning I want you to ponder the impact Jesus has made in your life. I want you to watch closely to the response of Jesus' touch on their lives in the video. And I want you to think about the impact Jesus has on your life, the deliverance from bondage, giving you sight, opening your eyes, or being there through the storm of your life, or setting you free. We all are going to respond to Jesus' impact on our life. Ponder as we listen and watch. Mary, Did You Know? I like the scene there at the end where he motions come, the invitation to come, follow me. Second thing I want you to ponder is I want you to listen to the song, The Little Drummer Boy. I've really thought much about that song until I thought about pondering the message of Christmas. And in that song, it talks about a little boy who didn't have no money, not much money, but all he had was a gift. It was his gift, was his talent to play the drum. And he said, I'm going to give you my gift. Not only my gift, I'm going to give you, play my best for you. And my question I thought about is, what am I going to give Jesus this Christmas? Have you never thought of giving Jesus anything for Christmas? Maybe you've never accepted Jesus, and this will be the Christmas you give your heart to God. What an awesome gift to give God is your heart. Today I give you my heart. Or maybe you're holding back something that Jesus is asking you to give up. And you've felt for a while that you just want to hold on, and today you say, I give up. Jesus, I give this to you. Or maybe you haven't given your best for God. You've only been giving half or less than half to God. And you say, today, Lord, I'm going to give you my best. Listen as Garment of Praise sings The Little Drummer Boy. Boom, 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 boom. They told me, ba-rum, bum, bum, bum. Ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Today before the King, ba-rum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum, rum-bum-bum-bum. I think you have much, but God's given you a gift. Will you give that to him and play your best for him this Christmas? Third song I want you to ponder is What Child Is This? I just want you to think as Robin plays this song. We're not going to sing it, just listen. And think about, is he Lord of your life? Can you say that Jesus is my King? This is Christ the King. Is Jesus Lord of your life? Second thing I want to call you to is praising. As you've pondered this morning, the message and the impact of Jesus on your life, I had to think of Mary. In Luke chapter 1, verse 29, she said, "When she saw him, the angel, she was troubled at his sayings and considered the manner of the greeting this was." Mary was troubled. She was really maybe afraid of what the angel had to say to her, a young girl. But I think along the way, on her journey, as she went to Elizabeth and Elizabeth spoke into her life, I think she came to the point of surrender. Surrendering, okay, God, I'm okay with this. Because in verse 47, she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." She came to a whole different place. And I believe on that journey, she came to a point of surrender. And I believe when we surrender to God, whether it's the initial commitment to God or an area that God's calling us to surrender, our response will be praise. Our response will be joy and peace. I don't believe one can experience a work of God in your life without a response of praise to God. The shepherds had noticed or have been involved in the most marvelous announcement of birth to the world. And I'm sure you heard it many times, the story, like I've said before. But notice as I read Luke 2, verse 2:12, notice the word "you." "But the angel said unto them, Do not be afraid, before I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes lying in a manger." Notice the angel said to the shepherds, "Behold, I bring you good news. A Savior has been born for you. This shall be a sign to you. You will find a baby lying in a manger." The message of the shepherds was, it's for you. A king for you, a shepherd for you, a Savior for you. It's your gift from God to you. Sometimes we focus on, for God so loved the whole world, that we forget the gift that is given to us. Sometimes when I was growing up, Mom put name tags on the gifts, and you go to try to find which one was for you. But this message from the angels is for you. Your name's on it. It's a gift from God to you. And the fact is that we need to respond to this gift. And you will respond to this gift in one way or another. What will you do with this gift? How will you respond personally? Don't look at the person beside you. Don't look at me. Don't look anywhere else. But how are you going to respond to the gift of Jesus? We'll either accept it or we'll reject the gift. Someone has said that we become a generation of people who worship our work, we work at our play, and we play at our worship. God has called us to worship him, to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As you sat here and pondered this morning the impact of Jesus on your life, I hope you've come to the point of, yes, Lord, I want to praise you. With my life, I accept the gift, I surrender to you. I want us to worship together, to praise God together this morning. We're going to sing three songs. I ask you to stand as we sing. The first song is page number 28, "Christ is Born in Bethlehem." Let's worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Number 28. The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joy. number 11. Who is he in yonder stall? It's not as familiar of a song, but I love the message. "'Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we'll humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all." Let's sing praise to God.
A thrill of hope, the
I love the message of this song, the praising our King. And I pray that it comes out of a heart of gratitude and love for our Savior and Lord. Third thing I want to call you to is proclaim. Let us ponder the message, let us praise Him with our lives, and let's proclaim it to others. Verse 17 says, "Now when they had seen Him, they made widely known the sayings which was told them concerning the child." Verse 20 says, "The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen, which were told them." And like the shepherds who went away from Christmas, their Christmas, telling the story to those they met, so there's many we come in contact to who do not know the message of Christmas, do not know why we celebrate Christmas. They go through the motions. They know the story. They tell the story. They wear the suit. But when the answers come, they know nothing of a relationship with Jesus. And like the angels who interrupted the shepherd's sleep on that night and proclaimed to them that Christ the Savior was born, so it should wake us up to a world who knows not of Jesus. Isaiah 9, verse 2 says, "The people in walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned." Verse 6, "To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. He is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Stories told during the American Revolution of a battle, the Battle of Blue Licks, which was fought near a stream bearing its name of Blue Licks Stream. The battle should have never been fought because the war was already over. The war was over, but they fought the battle. Why? Because news traveled slowly. It was in Kentucky. And over the Appalachians, the news traveled very slow. And they didn't get the message that the battle was over. No one knew the war was over. But in a sense, the battle was over. Christ has won the victory. Devil was defeated. And we have the victory through Jesus. And you know what's left is for us to tell the story. We now tell the story that Jesus was victorious over Satan and death. And we can proclaim it to the world around us. If you have that relationship with Jesus, we can proclaim it to the world, the message of Jesus. I have two songs in closing, "Joy to the World" and "Go Tell It on the Mountain." We have a good news to tell to the world. Jesus Christ was born. Jesus Christ died. He rose again. And He's alive today. Let's stand together. Sing number 3, "Joy to the World." Let's sing it from the bottom of our hearts.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven, nature, sing. And heaven, nature, sing. And heaven, nature, sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men
We may sing it to a little different tune than you're used to, so follow after. Go tell it on the mountain.
Lord, I thank you that the baby that was in the manger didn't stay there, but he's Lord and King of the universe and of the world and of all that happens. And Lord, our prayer is, as we pause this Christmas time, is that he's also Lord of all of our lives here this morning, and that he is the one that is in control of what we do and where we go and what we say. And Father, I pray that we as people could continue to open up more and more of our hearts to your control and to your leading as we grow in our relationship with you. And so, Lord, as we leave this place here today and so we go to family get-togethers and family dinners and just spend time with people, Lord, I pray that our lives would reflect the lordship of you in our lives. Lord, I pray for your blessing and anointing as we leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.